Erin.
Ambassador rapes Punxsutawney Phil. 3rd of February 2007. This is Reverend Simulator for UN News. Hey, I already sent that. Punxsutawney, Pennsylvania. In one horrific moment of man-on-animal, Punxsutawney Phil, resident groundhog of Pennsylvania, was raped by a depraved Iranian ambassador just moments after making his prediction yesterday. The incident occurred during the celebratory post-prediction toast to Phil. As a gesture of international goodwill, the president invited a group of Middle Eastern ambassadors to attend the ceremonies. Unfortunately, among these was a notorious Iranian, Alawi al-Dirzai, who just 6 months ago, as some readers may recall, attempted to rape the late hotel heiress Paris Hilton and succeeded in cryogenically freezing British Prime Minister Tony Blair. Apparently, he had escaped British custody and fled back to Iran. Now, as everyone was getting drunk on bourbon, al-Dirzai seized his chance. Pulling a submachine gun from his duffel bag, the ambassador leapt on stage and swung at some of the town elders. Then, tossing away his gun before the horrified and incredibly smashed eyes of over 5,000 people, al-Dirzai jumped onto the cage holding the groundhog, pulled the little rodent out, and began forcibly slamming his cock up its ass. Chittering in pain and terror, the poor creature could do nothing as the depraved ambassador brutally slid his wand up and down Phil's rectum, shouting, "Allahu Akbar, Allahu Lando Calrissian, Allahu Mon Mothma." As the town people regained their senses, al-Dirzai pulled the critter off his dick and flung him into the crowd, where he was accidentally trampled by a herd of rampaging journalists. Fortunately for Guantanamo Bay, the ambassador was seized upon by the crowd as he attempted to escape. Now in jail, he's issued a press release stating, quote, "I rape groundhog to show all Westerners they are like goat fornicators. It has been a great success for great justice. Praise Allah," unquote. This incident has been a disaster for national law enforcement authorities, who must now explain how a man listed on 10 most wanted list managed to get past airport security, the border patrol, and a large group of senior officials in the space of a day. So far, the Justice Department has not released a general press statement. Though this terrible crime may have wide-ranging impact on Americans' lives for years to come, for this roving reporter, it means more of a cycle of violence continuing on for all the world, like that fresh-faced weatherman in Groundhog Day. This has been Reverend Simulator for UN News. Thank you for suffering.